Why do people come to the University of Healing to train? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Why do people come to the University of Healing for training? That's a good question. Why don't people go to some other organization? Why don't people go to another church, another school, another activity? And they don't do that because they want what we teach. And so therefore, we give them what we teach. And what we teach is a school. We teach a philosophy that has definite philosophical aspects to it. We teach a technique of working with students. And we teach a technique of learning. We teach a technique of being a minister and knowing the rites of the church and knowing how to counsel with people and how to guide people along their spiritual path as you use it from your spiritual path. Now, if people came to the University of Healing and said, I have this background, I have that background, I have the other background, and I want to apply all these backgrounds in my teaching. And we say to them, well and good. Why are you here? I want to learn what the University of Healing has to teach. Then you take the courses of the University of Healing exactly the way they're given, step by step, to learn how they're taught. Now, it is as though you have children. And these children are brought up in the family of Mr. and Mrs. Wonderful. Now, the children are brought up to be wonderful children. That's their last name. Because their parents are Mr. and Mrs. Wonderful. Now, the children are brought up to be honorable, to be trustworthy, to be gentle, to be mannerly, and all the other beautiful aspects of a child. Now, next door is Mr. and Mrs. Anything Goes. And in saying anything goes, what they're doing is they're allowing their children to just do what they want to do. If their children have aspirations or inspirations or expectations from anything, then that's what they follow. And so the children from Anything Goes are not bad children. They're just children who are not given a specific set of rules of guidance for their life. Now, some of the children turn out quite good. Some of the children turn out quite bad. Some of the children turn out quite ordinary, all because they have not got a consistent program that they have learned that guides them on their path of life. Once the children graduate from the family, once the children are no longer living within the family, they have this foundation upon which they build their life. Now, there are children who are raised in families who have other values and other areas. There are children who are raised in families around the world. And I think this is something very significant for us to pay attention to with all of our heart and soul and being. There are children raised in cultures all around the world who are absolutely nothing. The children coming from X culture are nothing. Children coming from Y culture are nothing. Children coming from our culture are everything. Now, is this true? We used to think that people from other nations, from other cultures, were not very nice. And then we began to find out that they too had values, that they too taught their children what they thought were important things for the children to learn and do. And the children were quite good at it. In fact, the children of the world, if they were all allowed to live together, would be the most magnificent children in the world, because they would be living according to their values, and they would be living beautiful lives. They would not be living judgmental lives. I do this and you do that, you know. This is what I do. And I now, all right, let's take a couple of values. The value might be love. Children love each other. They first love themselves. Oh, do they love themselves? And that's wonderful. And they have this love for everybody else. They love everybody. They think everybody is good. And that's what they expect from them. And basically, that's what they get from them. They think everybody is honest. They can leave their toys lying around. They don't have to pay any attention to anything. Some children will come and play with them, and only because they feel that everything belongs to them, they take it and use it. But the thing is, they're not stealing it. They're not taking it because they think that it doesn't belong to them. They take it because they think it does belong to them, because that's how they've been raised. That's how they live. They live in a world where there's no possession. Now, honesty. Why would a person lie? Why would a person say something that's not true? Because they want an effect. And the effect that they want is they want someone to believe that they are right and somebody else is wrong. And this is unfortunate, but that's happened sometimes. Now, why are we wanting ourselves to be born in a certain family? Why do we want to be born in a certain community, in a certain country? In a certain world, why do we want that? I have found that the Nigerian children who were raised in Nigeria and brought to other parts of the world, who believe themselves, who love themselves, are absolutely super. They're intelligent, they're vital, they're dynamic, and they have the same manners that everybody else has. The same attitudes, because they are gentle, they are loving, they are kind, they are considerate. They're beautiful. Now, Mrs. Wonderful says to her children, be gentle, be loving. And Mrs. Anything Goes says, that's okay, as long as you don't hurt anybody or take anything from anybody. Be gentle and loving. Now, they each have a different way of saying it, but it's the same lesson. Now, I say to Ellen, Ellen, I will not be home for 2 months. I want you to go over with Anything Goes family and stay with them for 2 months and have a good time. Okay. Ooh, I like it. Anything Goes or whatever. So Ellen goes over to the neighbors where Anything Goes, and she finds out that they have stricter rules than she had at home. They had stricter rules than she had at home, because their rules of Anything Goes has to be under certain guidance. It can't just be an overall Anything Goes. It has to be Anything Goes under these circumstances, under these conditions, under these attitudes, you know. And they didn't learn that at home. They just learned to be loving and gentle and kind and do things in the right order. But, you see, we all learn, and I'm attempting to say here by these words, that throughout the world, all people are the same. All people have the same values, the same desires, the same goals, the same choices. We just have different colors put on them, not only of skin, but of attitude that we have toward the culture that they have and the politics that they have. So, now, people come to the University of Healing, and they say, well, they have this background, that background. And we say, that's all well and good. But if you're going to represent us, if you're going to be a minister of the Church of God Unlimited, if you're going to be a student of the University of Healing, and graduating as a student of the University of Healing, you must know what the university teaches. And this is what the university teaches. If you don't know what the university teaches, you shouldn't be here. Now, so, you are in first grade, and you're learning 2 times 2 is 4, and you say, I don't need it. I don't want it. Okay. Then please go away. If you will not learn the basic foundations that we teach, then go away, because the basic foundations are absolutely necessary for having an understanding of what's to follow. If you're learn the basic of 2 times 2 is 4, then you go on and you learn the next steps of mathematics and multiplication, division, and all these other good things. Well, in teaching the philosophy of the University of Healing, we teach be yourself and have fun. Now, we don't teach that just as a flamboyant attitude that you can just go out and in any way trample over the experiences and the lives of others. We teach that you do this with respect. Now, we teach, I am God, God I am. Yeah, but you are not God superior to somebody else. You are not God more wonderful than anybody else. Everybody is God, and everybody is living up to it. They're the creator of their world. I'm the creator of my world. We are the creator of who we are. You see, when we start learning these foundations, when we start learning these fundamental things, then everything else falls in place. And if in our initial course, the Art and Science of Wholeness, the undergraduate course, if you start doing graduate work and graduate talk in there, you haven't learned the foundation. You haven't learned the foundation of learning who you are. And who are you? You see? This is why Jesus spoke so often to his people by saying, I am the shepherd and you are the flock. You know, you are my sheep. And he didn't say that they were good sheep or bad sheep. And then later, as they took further courses with Jesus, and they did, then he began to say, this is my Father's house. And he said, your body is the temple of the living God. And then he said, go within and find God. Go within. The Father dwells within each one of you. And he used the terms Father, and he used the term Son, and so forth, because he talked in language that the people could understand. And if he talked in the spiritual language of the, you might say, the rabbis in their temple, in their highfalutin way of looking at their theology, you know, as theologians do all over the world, you lose everybody. Because everybody wants to do what? They want to apply it. They want to apply it. And when you go around just half-cocked saying, I'm God, when you go around half-cocked saying, I'm the creator of my world, and I'm wonderful, and I'm beyond imagination, I'm better than anybody else, then what happens to you? What happens to you is that you lose vision of yourself. You lose who you are. Now, if I say to you, oh, you're God? Hey, go. Come here. Put your arm here. I want to cut your hand off. What? Yeah, if you're God, that wouldn't make any difference. I could chop your hand off. You just put it back on if you want, you know. But I don't want my hand chopped off. Oh, well, I see. There are some things that God doesn't want, huh? How about that? Well, come here. Let me give you some bad food. No way, no way. The Buddha ate some bad food and died. No way, you're not going to pull that on me. Well, you should be untouched by it. You should be untouched. If you are so supreme, if you are so absolute, if you're living in the absolute consciousness, which is wonderful, then you should be able to demonstrate it. So be careful. Be careful that you learn well the foundation. You learn well 2 times 2 is 4. You learn well what the teaching is, because if you're going to go off and into your wonderland, check it out. If you're going to go off in your wonderland, what's going to happen? Now, give me your attention. Give me your attention. It's bad enough that Ellen has allowed her attention to go off to see what Rex is doing, you know. Now, Rex, that's not good. Matches are not good things for puppies to play with. Now, why don't we just let him do what he wants to do? I said, why don't we don't just let him do what he wants? That's not what we teach here, is it? That's not what we teach here. Well, then that's not what we should practice here either. If we practice, now if Sylvia ever thinks a bad thought, she's going to have a bad response. If Sylvia ever thinks a good thought, she's going to have a good response. We teach Sylvia, only think
good thoughts.
You bet your life. And have good response. Why? Don't you want bad responses?
No.
Well, then don't think bad thoughts. But when are they going to learn the lesson? Are they going to learn the lesson by saying, I am God, God I am? They're going to learn the lesson in the fundamental aspects of the philosophy, which says,
I like me.
I like me. And?
I am divine order, I am peace.
And I think beautiful thoughts.
And I think beautiful thoughts.
I think worthwhile thoughts. I think beneficial thoughts. I think good thoughts, you know. If I think one bad thought, I've empowered that bad thought to be something in my life. Now, you see, this is fundamental teaching that we do. If you don't have this, and then you go off onto your flight, then that's fine. That's fine. If you're willing to do that. Are you willing to go and live, so to speak, in a cave, in a hermitage, or off away from people? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to not need breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Are you willing not to need a toilet? Are you willing not to need running water or warm? Are you willing to live in that totally illumined consciousness where you are untouched by anything? Are you willing? And the answer is no. That's why you come to the University of Healing. You come here because you want to learn step by step into that. So once you step into your higher consciousness, then you will be able to remain there and enjoy it. Whereas if you're going to go jumping in and out because you're doing different things, you know, then you're in trouble. But the University of Healing teaches a specific philosophy. Our ministers are all given the same training. Our ministers all have the same fundamental background, and our ministers all know the same thing. But when they leave here, if they are tempted to walk the path of the traditional church, if they're tempted to walk the path of somebody else's philosophy, then they're no longer University of Healing students. They're no longer University of Healing advocates. They're no longer representing God.
Unlimited.
They're representing somebody who is on their path.
Really?
What?
God limited.
God limited. Well, I wouldn't want to say that.
No.
Because the English use the term limited as their corporation name. And you see, it's like you say, gay is happy and light, and gay is also homosexual. You know, so the words, you have to look at all the meanings of the words when you're using them, so that they're not misunderstood. So, when you are a student at the University of Healing, you come away as with a very strong foundation in what you believe about yourself, and you practice it. It doesn't make you any different from anybody else. It merely makes you knowledgeable about the rules and conditions of life, that when you put a positive cause in motion, you get a positive result. When you put a negative cause in motion, even for an instant, you get a negative result. And these things do not come easy in learning. People will fight tooth and nail all the way down the line. I know this here, I know that, and Jesus saves, and all these things. And that's not anything. See, all those things are so wonderful. But they're nothing that Jesus never said he saves. All of these things are words that are put on there and made biblical and made to sound like they're spiritual. And really, all they are is just somebody's way of manipulating you and controlling you. And you want to be your own master. You want to control yourself. You want to direct your own life. You want to be master of yourself. And this is what the University of Healing teaches. Being master of yourself. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. Be yourself and have fun. That's what we teach. So if anyone in taking our courses does not follow our program, we tell them, follow the program. If they persist in not following the program, we tell them we cannot accept their work until they follow the program. Can you imagine going to any major university and not following the program and failing in the courses? Would you say that the teachers were bad? Of course you would. Everybody says the teachers are bad when they fail. That's because they're not following the program. They're not following what it is that they're being taught. So, if you don't follow the courses at the university, you don't pass the university courses, and you don't get your certificate, and you don't get your recognition. You can say, I attended, and anybody can say they attended. But the thing is, to actually have fulfilled the work is that step of a master. And so I call everyone a master who finishes their work here. And in calling them a master, they shudder inside because they know that that is who they are and that's what's expected of them. And they have no excuse for not being a master, because no one's hiding it from them, because it comes out from within themselves. Be yourself and have fun. It's a wonderful world. Well, anyone who wants to become a student of the University of Healing, we welcome you with open arms. But also, we have limitations. We will not accept any previous certification you have anywhere else. We will say, okay, you got it. That's recognizing that it's there, but no credit for it. You have to do the work. You can have your doctorate if you wish, but that means you do the coursework from the three levels that are that get you there. You can have your master's if you want, but you got to do the course level of two levels to get you there. You can have your bachelor's if you want, but you got to do the one course level to get you there. And you have to do it on our terms, on the University of Healing terms, just like Harvard and Yale or Oxford or any place else in the world. We demand the best, and that's why the state of California has recognized us too, because we have quality and we demand the best, and our students are the best. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.